I see myself that I can put something to the kids, and I can make some contribution to the sport of the Gambia. So I try to decide and then say, well, let me just try and see and this started this academy and see how it goes. So when I started it, first I started with the under 10 to 12, just to see that, those are the minimum ages that I can be able to control. Then as soon as I was going, and then, I see players coming. People trying to bring their kids, so I try to categorize them, professionally, from under 10, under 12 to 13, and then we have 16 to 20. So this is how we started. I started building this academy, and then also when I started it, good people saw that this is something is a good initiative and it is a good thing, to the development of the sport of the Gambia.
Yeah, for example, like if one want to join your academy, that is the Quetta Academy, what are the ways?
Yeah, it's very easy, but we also have our rules and regulation principles because we also listened from the top, like the Gambia Football Federation. They have their rules and regulation concerning about academy thing. So if someone's bound to bring his or her kids to our academy, we go through these principles or rules and regulations. Like we started from the age from 4 years old, whether a male or female. We don't deny any. You are welcome. But also, we have some principles that the kids must go to school, and also just trying to make things easier for us and for the kid also. Someone who doesn't go to school is not going to be easy, to teach. Likewise, football, and this is something we're talking about professionalism. And then when you train the kids, as a player, he or she is lucky to go out there. He needs to speak some foreign languages. For that matter, we are very strict on going to school. The kid must go to school, and there is a registration fee for the forms. We don't get anything from there. Just to get the forms that has to be filled, the parent has to sign to make sure that the kid has brought to the academy by the parents. It's the parents' responsibility to bring the kid to the academy. That quota is not to go to bring the kid. The parent and the academy are all in confirmation that the kid is coming to the academy. So when we have this intact, and then there the kid is in the academy.
So what is the payment for the form?
It is $150 here. It's affordable that we print this paper and then we print the contract. We give you the constitution. You read it. We give you the contract of the academy. You read it. When you understand, then you come back to us and then, well, you decide. Then when you decide this, then there you pay the $150. Then you sign with all your details. Then we start with the kid.